Are cell therapy companies prioritizing autologous or allogeneic therapies? This article highlights 10 leading cell therapy companies, all of which have promising cell therapy products being evaluated in clinical trials. These 10 companies were chosen because they are market leaders with robust financial funding, novel technologies, and strong therapeutic pipelines. Leading cell therapy companies. The companies below are leaders within the field of cell therapy due to their pioneering technologies, diverse pipelines, and robust clinical development strategies. Neuron. Mesoblast Limited. Asterius Biotherapeutics. TGenix NV. Cellectis. Cynata Therapeutics. Cytori Therapeutics. Astellas Pharma, and subsidiary Ocata Therapeutics. Gamida Cell Limited. Pluristem Therapeutics. Specifically, Reneuron is recognized for its innovative stem cell therapies for neurological conditions, leveraging proprietary platforms like CTX cells. Mesoblast Limited excels in mesenchymal stem cell therapies targeting inflammatory and degenerative diseases. Asterius Biotherapeutics has been a trailblazer in regenerative medicine, focusing on spinal cord injuries and oncology. Similarly, TGenix NV, known for its adipose-derived stem cell therapies, achieved success in treating inflammatory and autoimmune disorders. Cellectis leads in gene editing, combining cell therapy with its TALEN technology to address cancers. Cynata Therapeutics is at the forefront of induced pluripotent stem cell (IPSC) technologies for scalable cell therapy production. Cytori Therapeutics specializes in autologous cell therapies, particularly for cardiovascular and soft tissue disorders. Astellas Pharma, through its subsidiary Ocata Therapeutics, focuses on regenerative ophthalmology. Gamida Cell Limited has made strides in hematology oncology with cell expansion technologies, while Pluristem Therapeutics harnesses placenta-derived cells for conditions ranging from ischemia to muscular dystrophies. Collectively, their cutting-edge platforms, regulatory milestones, and strategic partnerships solidify their leadership in this transformative sector. Allogeneic versus autologous cell therapy companies. As shown in the table below, allogeneic cell therapy manufacturing is much more common among leading cell therapy companies. Among the 10 leading cell therapy companies analyzed below, 8 focus exclusively on allogeneic cell therapy product development. 1 develops both autologous and allogeneic cell therapies products, and 1 is developing autologous cell therapies. Table. Autologous versus allogeneic product development at leading cell therapy companies. Allogeneic cell therapy, are cell therapy companies prioritizing autologous or allogeneic therapies? As shown above, the focus of these companies varies, with some emphasizing allogeneic cell therapies and others pursuing autologous approaches, depending on their technology platforms and therapeutic goals. Overall, though, the trend among these leaders shows a strong preference for allogeneic therapies due to their scalability and logistical advantages. Specifically, Reneuron, Mesoblast Limited, and Pluristem Therapeutics predominantly focus on allogeneic cell therapies, leveraging scalable cell lines like mesenchymal or placenta-derived cells for off-the-shelf treatments. Similarly, TGenix NV has made significant advancements in allogeneic adipose-derived stem cell therapies for inflammatory conditions, offering a broad and readily available treatment option. Cynata Therapeutics is utilizing IPSC-derived platforms with a strong focus on scalable allogeneic solutions. Astellas Pharma and Ocata Therapeutics primarily concentrate on allogeneic approaches for regenerative ophthalmology. Gamida Cell Limited and Cellectis, while focusing on hematology and oncology, respectively, also lean toward allogeneic models, given their emphasis on universal donor cells and gene-edited platforms for broader applicability. In contrast, Cytori Therapeutics emphasizes autologous cell therapies, using patients' own cells for tailored treatments in cardiovascular and soft tissue disorders. While these companies do not represent all cell therapy companies, the breakdown of autologous versus allogeneic cell therapy development among these market leaders is important to consider, because it is likely reflective of broader trends across the cell therapy industry. Allogeneic versus autologous cell therapies. In summary, allogeneic therapy development is dominating today due to its scalability, consistency, and cost-effectiveness. Unlike autologous therapies, which require patient-specific cell harvesting and processing, allogeneic therapies use standardized, off-the-shelf cell lines that can treat large patient populations. This approach streamlines manufacturing, reduces variability, and enables quicker deployment, making it ideal for addressing widespread medical needs. Additionally, advancements in immunomodulation and genetic engineering have minimized rejection risks, further enhancing the feasibility of allogeneic solutions in treating a range of diseases. Do you think autologous or allogeneic therapies will dominate in the future? Share your thoughts in comments below.